With less than a week left before Christmas, the presidential hopefuls have begun running holiday ads.
Are you about worn out of all the television commercials you've been seeing?
Where did I put universal pre-K?
So from our family to yours, I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
John Edwards, and I approve this message.
I'm Rudy Giuliani, and I approve this message. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
The candidates are trying to spread a bit of seasonal cheer as they spar for the nomination. The first contest is on January 3rd, which means the home stretch for campaigning falls at the height of the holiday season. Will the campaigns irk potential voters if their phone calls interrupt a session of gift wrapping? Will the new holiday ads convey sweetness and light, or will they just seem saccharine? To discuss this, we turn to two veterans of the campaign trail, Republican consultant Mike Murphy and Democratic strategist Anita Dunn. They both worked on several campaigns, but they're not working with any particular candidates this year. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
Now, we're going to get to these ads in just a minute. First, how much of a challenge is this for the candidates to campaign during the peak of the holiday season? I'm going to begin with you, Anita.
Well, I think it's a terrific challenge for the candidates to strike the correct note. Christmas is something that is so out of the ordinary, so special to people, that striking the right note, striking the right balance is very difficult.
Mike, is that true? It's a matter of striking the right tone?
Yeah, I think it's a situation that requires the one thing that most candidates and campaigns are awful at, which is nuance. You have this hyper-competitive situation where they're all waking up every day thinking about how to metaphorically kill each other. And then there becomes kind of a Christmas arms race to who can do the most Christmassy thing, which I think in itself is rather self-defeating. But there's no doubt it does require a light touch, which, again, is hard to find.
Now, this is a week where several of the candidates have unveiled new ads, so let's talk about some of them. I'm going to begin with Mike Huckabee, who seemed to be the first out of the gate with one of these ads. And before we listen, a quick description for those who've not seen this ad. He's traded in his red tie for a bright red sweater. He's sitting in a very glowy setting in front of a Christmas tree. Let's take a listen.
Are you about worn out of all the television commercials you've been seeing? Mostly about politics. I don't blame you. At this time of year, sometimes it's nice to pull aside from all of that and just remember that what really matters is the celebration of the birth of Christ and being with our family and our friends. I hope that you and your family will have a magnificent Christmas season. And on behalf of all of us, God bless and Merry Christmas.
It's like a holiday card via the airwaves.
It's the purest Christmas ad in terms of that's the essential message of it. I think it's a little saccharine, like all of these things, but it's the first, which is always an advantage. You know, there's been a lot of talk in the media about the back bookcases lit in a way that the shelves create a cross, and it was at a kind of a secret plan. I think more probably it was something they noticed when they shot it and they kept it in. But I don't think this ad will make much of a difference. I believe that about all the Christmas ads. I think the whole thing's a little overrated. And now it's become a cliche because they all have one.
Anita, there's a question in this ad in particular whether Mike Huckabee is hinting at or perhaps hammering away at his Christian credentials.
Well, I don't think Mike Huckabee has to either hint at or hammer away, considering that his first ad on the air identified himself as a Christian. I think this really is the purest video Christmas card that is on the air right now. What's interesting about this ad is that it was put on the air in the face of some very harsh negatives that are on the air against Huckabee right now. You know, it's a little saccharine, but because he has been, I think, the most consistent in terms of his message and his Christianity being part of his message, it works for him.
Let's get to another ad. Hillary Clinton has unveiled a new ad in which she's sitting on a couch. She's surrounded by gifts that are beautifully wrapped, and she's placing what look like those little to and from cards on the boxes, except in this case they say things like universal health care, alternative energy, bring the troops home, middle class tax breaks.
Where did I put universal pre-K? Ah, there it is.
You know, I didn't think it was possible to cringe on the radio, but it's a very cringe-worthy ad. I almost, in my mind's eye, I see them yelling cut, and Hillary saying, get this Christmas crap out of here. Where's the tracking poll? What are we doing about Iowa? Cedar Rapids, 8 under. I don't know. I think it's the year of authenticity, and all this stuff looks very manufactured. And this one, which I've seen on the Internet, is, I think, state-of-the-art and kind of like people just shrugging and thinking, ugh.
Okay, Mike cringes. Anita, your response?
Well, I think some of the Democratic candidates, Senator Clinton and John Edwards, have chosen to do Christmas card on message ads. And I actually don't believe that as a concept works very well. I think you either do your Christmas greeting or you do something that's on your message, but it's very difficult to do both unless, like Huckabee, a huge part of your message is your religion. religious faith. So, you know, she might have been better served to be, you know, with her mother and her daughter again.
I'm waiting for the 15-second ad of the Santa saying, "Knock off Christmas," brought to you by the one campaign that won't cloy. I think actually what's kind of interesting is what Romney's doing, which is a story about how somebody that he worked for, his daughter got lost in New York, and how he mobilized the company. But it still has kind of a family soft, I think it works in Christmas vernacular without being so on the nose about Christmas.
Giuliani, in his ad, appears to be trying to display a sense of humor. He's talking about serious issues, but he's also displaying his lighter side. Let's take a quick listen to that.
"And I really hope that all of the presidential candidates can just get along."
"I was with you right up until that last one."
"Can't have everything."
The worst ad ever.
Ever?
If Mike wanted to say he cringed at Senator Clinton's ad, which I didn't cringe at, I want to say that this ad is creepy. I mean, the Santa in it is beyond cringe. I'm not sure what goes beyond cringe. Now,
what do you find so offensive in this ad?
Trying to be a likable guy, which is not actually Rudy Giuliani's strength. He's trying to be a regular guy. He's trying to be funny, which he certainly doesn't succeed at being in the ad. And having the Santa come in just doesn't work.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do in politics is try to be funny when you're not. And so all you've got is a bad joke that ends with a big thud, and then you pay to put it on television. And this thing is so funny. He starts out with the Merry Christmas kind of sentiment. It's a very Christmassy art direction. Then he goes right to, you know, secure the borders, which is not a general Christmas message, though I understand where the Republican primary voters are. And then they bring the hacky actor in the Santa suit on at the end for this awkward, weird standoff thing. I didn't think it was possible to tie the Clinton ad for kind of cloying, cynical use of Christmas, but it's a mistake. They ought to burn this tape immediately and get back to something else.
Last question, and it's a yes or no answer from both of you, please. Do these candidates dare run these ads on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Anita? Yes or no?
Yes. I'm not saying it's smart, but they do.
Mike?
Yes, they will, because it's what they're designed for, and I'm not sure it's so smart either.
Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
And thank you.
That was Republican consultant Mike Murphy. He spoke to us from California, and Democratic strategist Anita Dunn.